All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxanne Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Back to school, primaries, and elections, Rosh Hashanah. On the East Coast, it is also U.S. Open time. 2 weeks of whacking a yellow ball back and forth. It's a sport that prides itself on tennis whites, polite applause, and tradition. Sorry, tennis. You're about to be disrupted, too.
Hello, Doug Robson.
I called Doug Robson, who writes about tennis and new sports technology for USA Today. Some players have been seen testing Google Glass during practice sessions, but Doug says the door is being opened to new player analysis technology.
There's a company called Babolat, a racket company from France, that's come out with a racket called the Play and Connect that has a microchip in it and a USB port beneath the butt cap of the racket. And so it records performance metrics, so it can tell you information about the power on your shot, the spin on your shot, you know, how consistently you swing, whether you're hitting the ball in the sweet spot, this kind of biometric information that can tell you how you are performing.
Another startup has developed a camera that records other information, like your court position, unforced errors, and the ball's direction.
It's been developed by some Israeli engineers who got their background in the Air Force. They've set up a sort of a mini Hawkeye system with fewer cameras on a court that gives instant video and 3D tactical feedback. It tags your game patterns and can provide all sorts of information that's never been available to players, or at least casual players, on a regular basis.
Those sound pretty cool. Are they going to be allowed to be used in the big formal tournaments like the U.S. Open?
I think what tennis is saying is that we're going to peek into Pandora's box, but we're not going to open it quite yet.
Doug's referring to a rule that takes place next year. The U.S. Tennis Federation will treat any equipment that collects or analyzes a player's performance like it treats the coaches, real ones, meaning they won't be allowed on during matches, but they can be consulted with afterwards.
It's a funny thing. Like, when I picture tennis, I think of, you know, tennis whites and really like a traditional sort of staid game that wants to maintain some of that. Is tennis sort of late to being high tech, or is that just my own misperception?
I don't think it's your misperception at all. I think tennis has been a dinosaur when it comes to data and analysis, certainly in regards to collecting data and providing data. Tennis is far behind other sports like baseball, like basketball. What's interesting is that you're finding a lot of disinformation is starting to trickle out, largely from amateurs on a grassroots level. What's been the biggest change in the last decade or so has been these new polymer strings that have come in that put a lot more action on the ball. So players can take larger cuts at the ball. They can swing harder. And because these strings snap back and so quickly and put more spin on the ball, it allows them to take these giant swipes and the ball still stays in play. That really has been the biggest change in the sport in the last decade or so, and it's why we're seeing some of the most incredible athletes in the longest points, in the longest matches, as a result of their ability to keep the ball in play with these strings that give them defensive characteristics that, you know, were not available previously.
As an amateur player, I have this fantasy of wearing Google Glass and it's showing exactly where I should place my racket, like for the sweet spot. What do you think? Google Glass and tennis, a match made in heaven?
Why not? I mean, some players have already started testing them. Bethany Maddox-Sands, an American player, has recorded, you know, hitting sessions and contact points and things like that. She's been wearing them around in some of her practice sessions. So all these things have interesting potential as far as performance analytics, feedback for players. They're interesting potential for viewers who might be able to see through a player's eyes what it's like to, you know, be a world-class tennis player.
Doug, this was so great. Thank you so much for your time.
Appreciate it.